A new piece of collaborative research is underway with RNIB, Guide Dogs and Thomas Pocklington Trust, and they need your help. To tell us more, we have with us Hilary Ingleton from RNIB.
Thank you for having me, Ellen.
Now, this is quite a big piece of research. Tell us more.
Yes, well, it's a really big and exciting bit of research, as you say, Alan. You might recall I actually came and talked to you about it earlier on the year, right at the beginning of the year. Sadly, COVID struck and we had to put the research on hold, but we're back up and running now. And yeah, we very much need people's help. So first of all, it's the first really large scale piece of research that we've done for a number of years about the lives of blind and partially sighted people. So it's really to understand their circumstances and the lived-in experience. But as you say, it's the first time that we've really collaborated with Guide Dogs and Pocklington, so that's really important. That will give us a really common understanding of our audience across the sector and give us a really common language that will help us work together to address the needs of blind and partially sighted people.
Do you think that by involving Guide Dogs and Thomas Pocklington, you have a bigger reach of people who are blind or partially sighted?
Absolutely, yes. We want to get to as many people as possible and as broad an audience as possible. So we're using a whole range of techniques to reach out to people, both through RNIB channels, but obviously Guide Dogs and Pocklington will also be doing that outreach too. So yes, we're absolutely wanting to make this as broad and as large as we possibly can.
Now, when you talk about lived experience of sightless, that to me sounds like a very wide area, because you're really looking at almost every facet of people's lives and how sight loss affects them.
That does mean it's quite a long interview, because we are trying to cover off all of those aspects, as you say. So just to give you a flavour, we're obviously talking about people's sight condition, but we're also looking at a range of other sort of health and wellbeing questions. We're looking at a whole range of things about their circumstances, so whether that's their employment, benefits they're receiving, things like the use of technology, which can have such an impact on people's lives, how they engage with different support services. And also, really importantly, we're looking, you know, more about their attitudes to life, what their attitudes are to their sight loss and what their needs are. So it's extremely broad ranging, as you say, and we've done our best to cover off all the really important things that impact the lives of blind and partially sighted people.
Does the fact that this is a bigger survey, you know, almost like a bigger catchment area, if you like, does that make it different from previous surveys which yourselves, Guide Dogs and Pocklington may have run before? You know, it sounds extremely in-depth this time.
Yes, so the last survey that we as RNIB did that's similar to this was the My Voice survey, which was back in 2014-2015. And that had a similar scope in a way, but the audience there was just people that were registered blind and partially sighted. This time we're looking at a wider audience. So we're looking for anybody that's aged over 13 who has some form of sight loss. So obviously people that are registered, but also people that aren't registered, but for whom their sight loss has some form of impact on their day-to-day lives. And we'd be interested to hear from anyone in that situation.
What will the charities do with all this information? Because obviously there are slight differences between, say, Pocklington and Guide Dogs compared to RNIB.
Yes, absolutely. And well, two things. I mean, we will be certainly working together to sort of see how we as a sector can best address the needs of blind and partially sighted people. And part of that is making sure, you know, rather than duplicating our efforts, we are making sure that we're addressing the wide variety of needs. But also as RNIB, it's going to be really fundamental in terms of influencing our strategy, but particularly the types of products and services that we offer. We really want to make sure that we are addressing the needs of the different groups within our audience and making sure we cover their different needs. So it will really inform how we develop new services, but also target and communicate those most effectively so we're getting the right messages to the right people.
Okay, so is there a deadline for this survey, Hilary?
Yes, we're hoping to finish it by the end of October. We'll then be going into an extra sort of phase of research where we're looking at things in a bit more in depth, and then the results will be being published sometime next year.
And the all-important question then, Hilary, if people would like to take part, or perhaps they know someone with sight loss who would be interested in getting involved with this, what do people have to do?
Thanks. Yes. So there's three ways that you can register your interest to take part. So the telephone number that you can call, which is 0161 507 7360, probably be a voicemail. So just leave a message with your details and we'll get back to you. And also we've got a link on the RNIB website. So if you go to www.rnib.org.uk /survey, and that will provide a bit of detail and a link to the survey.
Please do get involved. Hilary, thank you for telling us all about the research here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan. Yes, and I really encourage people to register their interest and do take part. Really appreciate it. Thank you.